Remember the vast treasure trove of suspected Nazi-looted art found in an old man's apartment in Germany a couple of years ago? Cornelius Gurlitt was the man's name. He was the son of an art collector who worked for the Nazis. And for decades, he'd stashed more than 1,000 artworks he inherited inside his cluttered Munich apartment. German authorities are still investigating to determine whether any of the art was in fact stolen by the Nazis. But the case took a further twist yesterday. Cornelius Gurlitt died, aged 81. Wall Street Journal arts reporter Mary Lane joins us from Berlin. I bet Germans have been anxiously waiting to hear who Gurlitt designated in his will, or even if he had a will, to determine the fate of all this work. What can you tell us?
Well, yesterday when he died, they weren't really sure that, you know, even his team wasn't really sure, you know, that he had a will. And today it came out that not only did he have a will, but, you know, we reported where the artwork is going to, which is, you know, strikes a lot of people as a bit of a random choice. It's a relatively small museum in Switzerland called the Kunsthistorisches Museum Bern. And, you know, the finding took them by complete surprise. When I called them, they were totally, you know, flabbergasted and trying to figure out what was going on. And, you know, they confirmed it with his legal guardian that they were, in fact, now the heirs to this 1,400-strong trove of art.
I mean, this could be great for the museum, and there's some impressive works in this collection. On the other hand, look where it came from. Is it a dilemma for them?
I think it definitely is a dilemma, because the idea of being able to have this many works, which many scholars have never seen ever in the history of the work's existence, is a dream come true for art historians. They're always looking for new material and new fodder to research. But at the same time, they haven't fully established how these artworks came to be in this collection and whether they would be finding joy in researching works that had actually been ripped out of a family during the Holocaust.
And where's the investigation at as to whether this art was looted by the Third Reich or not?
That's a very interesting question. The German prosecutor's office set up a task force last year after major international pressure that they were handling this case poorly, a task force of art historians to look into what of this artwork was possibly looted. But the team has come under a lot of fire for not working closely with families who have documents from prominent collectors from the Nazi era who were Jews, who want their artwork back. So at this point, everyone's actually a bit unclear as to how research will continue in the future and whether this museum is going to be a part of that or not.
He was, by all accounts, an eccentric man. I mean, for years he kept this art in his apartment out of view, hoarding masterpieces. Do you think he had a change of heart as he approached the end of his life? Was he looking to do the right thing?
I don't know. I mean, I think that he was very taken aback by this whole situation. And in November, he definitely was saying that he wouldn't give any of the work back, that it was worse than having his father die in an automobile accident. And then I think he slowly did sort of come to understand the other side of the situation, and that there were Jewish families out there that wanted their artwork back. And that's why he got a hold of a lawyer in the first place and tried to sort of rehabilitate himself. I can't say exactly what he was thinking when he was on his deathbed or what he was thinking at the very end of this process, but I definitely think the fact that he made a will and wanted to donate this work to a public institution speaks to at least a partial change of heart.
Wall Street Journal arts reporter Mary Lane speaking with us from Berlin. Thank you very much.
Thank you.